The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
At being a good sexual agent provocateur, he failed in both attempts. He failed at the spin the bottle party, and he failed at the pool party. If I may be so vulgar, you can imagine a bunch of high school guys standing around talking about this in this manner, going like, man, I don't know if Kavanaugh's ever going to get... Starts with an L, ends with a D. The woman at the center of the story, Deborah Ramirez, who is 53, attended Yale with Kavanaugh, where she studied sociology and psychology. She might have also studied reverse deception. Later, she spent years working for an organization that supports victims of domestic violence. The New Yorker contacted Ramirez after learning of her possible involvement in an incident involving Kavanaugh. Now, you got to follow the chips here. Why are you investigating all these incidences that happened in the life of young Brett Kavanaugh 36 and 35 years ago? Do you have nothing? Other than, even if these things did occur, and there's no evidence that they did, youthful indiscretions, if you will. The hell is going on here? For Ramirez, the sudden attention has been unwelcome and prompted difficult choices. You chose. Now, when you hear this story, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to recoil in horror. She was at first hesitant to speak publicly, partly because her memories contained gaps, which she had been, because she had been drinking at the time of the alleged incident. You'll note all throughout the New Yorker piece here that they CYA themselves with alleged. These are alleged. If they're alleged, why did you publish it then? If it's alleged and there's no proof for this whatsoever, why publish it? I'm going to tell you why I publish it, because you have mad women out there in the forum. Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii, who was axed by Jake Tapper on CNN yesterday. If there's no facts to support any of these allegations, why go forward with it? Well, there don't need to be any facts, Jake. What we need here is a swift adjudication of this, and this guy's guilty, and we all know it. No, we don't all know it. Now, Rodrigo writes about this at the American Conservative magazine website under the style of Mazie Hirono Justice. Folks, you gotta see this stuff. As a matter of fact, I don't believe that without seeing it, that most people would actually believe that it's possible. Here's his story. Now, Dreher begins with a quote. Solzhenitsyn, this is from Patrick Graffini, tweeted this out. Solzhenitsyn wrote that in the Soviet Union, trials were never to be treated as a matter of the guilt or innocence of the accused, but of furthering the class struggle. In other words, it doesn't matter whether or not Kavanaugh did any of these things. It's irrelevant whether or not he did any of these things. All that matters is he's here, and there are a bunch of people that are still down here, and so that makes him guilty. Here is the clip, the exchange between Tapper and Hirono. Now, it is a Monday, and I don't know if I can get this darn thing to play. I'm going to try.
I put his denial in the context.
Doesn't Kavanaugh have the same presumption of innocence as anyone else in America?
I put his denial in the context of everything that I know about him in terms of how he approaches his cases. As I said, his credibility is already very questionable in my mind and in the minds of a lot of my fellow Judiciary Committee members.
Stop the digital media file! What do you mean of how he approaches his cases? What the hell does that mean? Well, let me translate that for you. I put everything Judge Kavanaugh does...
To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial-free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to crusadechannel.com, click the join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca, having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel, King Size Truth. From radio-sized speakers.